The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 3rd of July, 2008. It's the birthday of Dave Barry, born in Armonk, New York, 1947, majored in English at Haverford College, went to work for a daily paper. Then he spent a few years trying to teach business executives how to write effectively. Joined the Miami Herald and wrote his humor column for them. Dave Barry, who said, "You can only be young once, but you can always be immature." He also said, "Never under any circumstances take a sleeping pill and a laxative on the same night." It's the birthday of Franz Kafka, born in Prague, 1883, who wrote novels and short stories about strange and terrible things happening to innocent people. His book, The Trial, begins, "Someone must have been telling lies about Joseph K., for without having done anything wrong, he was arrested one fine morning." And the metamorphosis begins, "As Gregor Samsa awoke one morning from uneasy dreams, he found himself transformed in his bed into a gigantic insect." After Franz Kafka got out of university, he thought that some simple, mindless, bureaucratic job would be the perfect way to support his writing. He took a job at an insurance company where he studied the causes of industrial accidents. He did a good job and was thought to have greatly reduced the danger of working in many factories, but it exhausted him. He worked 60 hours a week on endless, boring tasks. His health began to suffer, and he was in and out of sanatoriums. His best friend was a hunchbacked man named Max Brod, who worshipped Kafka and the ground he walked on. They hung out together at cafes. They went to seances together. And Brod wrote articles about Kafka before anybody else had ever heard of him, saying that Kafka was a genius and the greatest writer of all time. Brod kept copies of all of Kafka's writings that he could get his hands on. And when Kafka, near the end of his life, told Brod to burn all of his unpublished work, Brod thought about it, refused to do that, and so we have him to thank for the work of Franz Kafka, who once said, "A book must be the axe for the frozen sea within us." It's the birthday of the poet William Henry Davies, born in Newport, Monmouthshire in Wales, 1871, who wrote many books, including the autobiography of a supertramp, and also the poem Leisure, which begins with the lines, "What is this life if full of care, we have no time to stand and stare." It's the birthday of the playwright Tom Stoppard, born in Czechoslovakia, 1937, author of many plays, including the trilogy The Coast of Utopia. Tom Stoppard, who said, "Life is a gamble at terrible odds. If it was a bet, you wouldn't take it." And it's the birthday of M.F.K. Fisher, Mary Frances Kennedy Fisher, born in Albion, Michigan, 1908, the author of many books about food and eating, best known for her book How to Cook a Wolf, suggesting all kinds of ways that people could eat well on World War II food rations, and her book The Gastronomical Me. Here's a poem for today by Naomi Shihab Nye, entitled The Rider. "A boy told me if he roller skated fast enough, his loneliness couldn't catch up to him. The best reason I ever heard for trying to be a champion. What I wonder tonight, pedaling hard down King William Street, is if it translates to bicycles. A victory to leave your loneliness panting behind you on some street corner while you float free into a cloud of sudden azaleas, pink petals that have never felt loneliness, no matter how slowly they fell." The Rider by Naomi Shihab Nye from her collection Fuel, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.